I almost completely forgot to make this podcast, but good thing I did remember. I was just editing a video for the highlights of the channel. If you want to check it out, same thing, just search it up on YouTube as a podcast. Well, not the same name of this podcast, but the same name of, you know. But going to it, the reason I think a lot of people that make mobile games should start doing crossovers is mainly because I've been playing Grand Summoners lately, because mostly it's because of crossover they're having with One Punch Man. Now they're going to put another crossover, which if I remember, it's a Kami Got Killed. They're bringing that back. Never even watched it, but it might get me interested. I'm going to start watching it. Heard a lot of good things about it. And since it's a crossover and I like Grand Summoners, I'm going to actually check it out. That's the only reason I play Grand Summoners, if anyone's asking, because of the anime crossover. That's it. And to prove it more is this game called Brown Dust. They're having an event where it's a crossover of the incarnation of Slime, which actually that anime is really good. I think you should watch it. The reason why I started playing Grand Summoners in the first place, and I really think everyone should start doing that. Like, that's the reason I click on your app or in your fucking gaming app, right? It's because I want to try it out. Not because I like, oh, it's a new app, let me try it out. No, it's because you have these events and these crossovers with certain anime, and if I like that anime, I'll check it out. I'll be like, alright, let me search up YouTube videos on like gameplay of this app, and if it's good, or if I see it's alright, and then you have my characters and I thought the gameplay of your app was alright, then I'll try it out. That's mostly it. I feel like a lot of people are underrating anime, especially in the US, right? But I think you should really do it. Like, if you have an app and you're actually making it, and let's say it blows up, right? Good. I think you should make a crossover or try to get an anime character in there. And I'm not saying you can make your own anime characters. You can make your own anime characters, but it wouldn't work as much. It might work for a while, but not as much. But if you want to have continued support on that, make sure to crossovers with anime that's popular, anime that just came out, in order to get that anime out there, or like the anime to be in your game, and then it brings those people into the game. This is just my quick thoughts on why I think people who make mobile games should really start making crossovers with anime, because really you gotta look at the anime community. There's a bunch of people play anime community games, and also there's a bunch of kids that play it. So I mean, yeah, I'm older, but still play mobile games when I have the time, just because they have a certain anime character, a certain anime that's doing a crossover with the game. That's it. It's simple. But maybe it's not simple, you know, maybe it's harder. What am I saying? But still, I think you should really invest in anime if you're making a mobile app. I really think you should.